Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. Then you can click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, brainstorm, save the planet. You can also access me... You can also access me on my website at augmentandforce.com, also at on the YouTube channel at Herbs Plus Beadworks or Tony Pantelaresco. Today I'm welcoming everybody to New Night on Tuesday night for the Micro Effect, a broadcast network hosting me, The Remedy, and we're going to be again talking about health for those of you who have just tuned in or those of you who have been following the program for some time. Here we are on Tuesday nights. I'm going to sort of skip the long intro tonight because, again, I don't have it with me for one reason, and I wanted to get into the show as soon as I could. My main theme on health these days has been on the current technologies that we're seeing being introduced to us in regard to transgenics, epigenetics, genetics, nanotechnology, frequencies. I get lots of emails regarding to targeted individuals who are being targeted with frequencies. For those of you who are not familiar with this terminology, these are people who are being targeted with frequencies that would be coming from the radio frequency towers, the towers that supply your cell phone services, your cell phones, the Wi-Fis in your home, through different means of satellite transmissions and scalar energy type transmissions that attack these people's biology through their central nervous system, through the autonomic nervous system, through their genetic code. And they get attacked by these frequencies that affect and activate or deactivate their DNA or hyperactivate a condition. A lot of the health conditions that we're dealing with today are no longer a simple biological or pathology that we once knew 50 years ago. In fact, none of the diseases in the last 60 years are actually tied to anything simple. Majority of these diseases have been either created, but they've been created out of a lab. I will leave that to your own assessment as to who's making these things, but they are not necessarily made by men, if you will. And they have been released on the general population to be either tried, tested, or experimented on with people of all types. And in today's times, people are exposed to high levels of nanoparticle materials that have infiltrated not only the cells and the tissues, but the very core of the organs, genetic code, DNA, chromosomes. And in fact, today we may have a whole generation of mutated people that have been born since the 1950s. In the 1950s, those of us who were born in that era of time became the great experiment in the 1960s when they started introducing high levels of components and particulates that have, in all respects, have infiltrated us and created a whole variety of health issues, including almost every cancer that you can imagine. A lot of these particulates have been coming in through the airborne, through the factories at that time, through the what they used to call ultrafine particles, which have been, again, introduced into the atmosphere as a result of the pollutants that were being produced by the manufacturers and factory workers and the factories and the industrial giants of the day. Nothing has changed with that in regard to the pollution, in regard to the industrial giants, but we have a new and added component that we never had before, and that was chemtrails, which were also being done at that point in time as well. It started back in 1947, and they have been developing the technology, evolving it to where it's at today. When you look up in the skies and you see those lines, those are the lines of death that are raining upon the whole planet. This is no longer just an American experiment. This is now a global one, and the same health issues are concerning us in North America and Canada, the United States, Mexico. It's now concerning all of the Europeans. It's concerning the Australians. It's concerning people in New Zealand. It's impacting people in the Caribbean, Central America, South America, China, Russia, throughout the world. These particles are coming down, and people are in fact absorbing them just by the very air you breathe. I get emails constantly being sent to me in regard to the amount of impact that people are having with their health issues, and the level and the rate of decay that is going on has never been seen before. People are going to the medical establishments and are getting drugs and treatments for things that these drugs were never intended or designed to treat. And in fact, these drugs can impact a furtherance of the poisoning with nanotechnology. When we're looking at the very grains alone that we're consuming, the very grains that we have been eating all our lives, especially in the last 60 years, with the alterations of the grains, with the genetics of the grains being altered, and that's all of them. There is not one grain today, not one bread, not one piece of cake, pasta, rice that you're eating today that doesn't have this nanotechnology in it. If anybody thinks for 1 minute that you are consuming an organic or safe food, look up in the sky, look way up above you, and imagine, even if you didn't believe in chemtrails, even if you didn't believe in what I'm saying, if you were to look up in the sky and look at the airplanes, what's coming out of the airplane, and you have to take in consideration now, the airplanes do not emit high emissions of exhaust. In fact, the emission rate is less than 0.5%. Because the fan motors that they're using is basically pushing the airplane through, and very little fuel is actually being used in propelling the airplane in the jets today. That's how advanced the technology is. So what is that coming out of an airplane? And what goes up must come down. And the veracity of those chemtrails, the veracity of those lines that you're seeing in the sky, and the volume of those lines in the sky that you're seeing, is saturating our food supply, our water table. It's saturating the animals. I just got a report actually this week from Australia. And Australia, the kangaroos are dying. You know, they're dying. They are dying all over the place. Playing with God ignites kangaroo apocalypse in Australia as death toll soars over 21 million. The kangaroos have been there as part of their ecosystem since the beginning of time. And here all of a sudden now, they are dying at an exponential rate. You know, and it wasn't until they introduced the GMOs into Australia. Now, a lot of people say, well, Australia doesn't have GMOs. They have been planting genetically modified organisms in Australia and New Zealand. The New Zealand food supply is not as safe as everybody thinks it is. In fact, they are still spraying something called Brotopocum 1080, which only two countries in the world are spraying. And this is going throughout the whole water table and into the oceans off New Zealand. In fact, if you go online and look at the YouTube, you can see how people have had tremendous amount of cancers and cancerous tumors as a result of this chemical. This is how lethal it is. So this is also going, they're also using genetics in Australia. White grain disorder begins attacking Australian wheat crops in New South Wales, okay, during 2015. This white grain disorder is what the kangaroos have been feeding on. And Monsanto basically has stated, basically a secret planting regime of various GMO grain seeds throughout Australia, but many centered in the vast wheat growing fields, vast wheat growing fields located in South Wales region. Okay, Monsanto is looking at this as a means to deal with the pests, which are the kangaroos. They said they were simply laying down under trees, dying, and those dead carcasses were being left untouched by other animals, as one witness verified by his saying that all wedgies, the crows, and the black-tipped kites that normally get into carrion, nothing had been eating them. Nothing had been eating them. This is a cofactor with the chemtrails that we're dealing with above us. Those trails are dropping toxic waste on the food supply. And then with the added genetically modified crops, genetically engineered crops are going on, it's further causing poison. This is killing just one species in Australia. It is killing the bees in North America. It is killing the ecosystem throughout. We're seeing trees dying just throughout North America as a result of the genetics and the again the nano poisoning from the sky. When we're looking at what does it mean to genetically engineer anything? What does that actually mean? Do you ever sit there and think and ponder, what does that actually mean to genetically engineer anything? Genetically engineering something means that you put something in its environment or you altered the programming of the DNA in such a way that you basically redesigned or reprogrammed what normally would happen to do something entirely different. Okay, so when we're dropping metals from the sky, like aluminum, barium, strontium, which is radioactive material, which alters the genetic code, thorium, which is another radioactive material that alters the genetic code. We talk about nanosilver, which also, again, attacks and destroys the genetic code, altering the genetic code. This is a form of genetic engineering. Then when you start going into the very DNA of a species and then altering the code by adding either a gold pod or adding a frequency to it or some other component that actually, as it starts to germinate, alter its construct, you are now creating a genetically engineered material. Monsanto can grow corn in the field. That when they harvest that corn actually is a plastic. It produces a plastic material that can now be used in manufacturing and in industry. Now, what happens if that corn mixes with the normal corn and you eat it? What happens? The genetics in that corn, which has been altered, and you consume that, will now start to alter your genetic code. That's just the way it works. Whenever you eat something that has a program parameter inside of it that your body can absorb in some form or fashion, and then at the same time attach itself to the double strand helix or the programming of your DNA, and introduce its programming, it can now affect you. It can impact you. We have seen in the past where we have seen rats with tumorous growths on them as a result of eating genetically modified corn. But let's take this to a whole new level. Let's take this to some other level in regard to activation. Because why is it that you see some people today are having activation with nanopoisonings, which are calling Morgellons? We're seeing lesions and fibers and things on the skin. Now, let me point something out to you about this condition. Just because you don't see the lesions on the skin, just because you don't see this fibrous material growing on the skin, does not mean or imply that you don't have nanopoisoning. Just about everybody has it. It's at different stages. When you're seeing it at that stage in the development, it is at a more advanced stage where it is now basically rewriting the DNA so that the body itself is manufacturing the components required for this technology to proliferate in it. Okay, that's what we're seeing. That's the more advanced stages. The minor stages are when you start seeing the redness, the itchiness, the geometrical patterns, the aches and pains in the body, the forgetfulness, the mental disassociations that you're having, the swelling, the lack of sleep, the frequencies pumping into your head, voices that you might be hearing saying, you know, you can't win, give up, the anxieties that you're facing. This is all the initial stages of nanopoisoning. How would you get nanopoisoning? How does someone get nanopoisoning? Well, nanopoisoning can be gotten through many different routes because the very atmosphere we are breathing in is saturated with it. All you need to do is take a high-powered laser beam. Anybody can do this. Go outside at nighttime. Fire your laser up in the sky. Fire the laser up in the sky. Don't move it. Just leave it sit there and watch the metal flex. hit the laser beam. And you won't see one or two. It'll be saturated from ground level all the way up as far as that laser beam will go. So one way you'd be getting nano poisoning is just by the very fact you're breathing. Another way would be by the food supply. I stated many times on the show that back in 1960, they started implicating and introducing silica into the grain. Okay, stuff they're calling dimatious earth, which is a form of nanoparticulates, were input into the grain. By, again, 1970, 10 years later, we were having lupus issues, restless leg issues, autoimmune disorders, because the body's immune system wasn't attacking itself. It was attacking these particles that had saturated the cellular matrix. This is what was going on. This is what was actually happening. Nothing has changed. This is going on today at a higher and more exponential rate because more and more people are getting exposed to higher and more saturated forms of this poisoning. As a result, we're having all kinds of metal overload in the body on a cellular level. When you're talking nanoparticles, we're talking particles that are on the billionth of a meter in size. So your cell can hold thousands of nanoparticles inside, and you can feel heavy. How many of you feel sometimes that you're carrying a lot of weight, a lot of mass, a lot of density? And you're finding yourself getting exhausted faster and quicker. How many of you ever get that feeling? That's basically because of the high volume of particulate matter that's in your body. And the fact that because the air density now is no longer just oxygen, but high levels of pollution, that as you're moving through and walking, you're moving that much volume as well. So this is what people don't realize, that when we're talking air pollution and air pollution density, you know, when they're saying that in the last 50 to 60 years that the pollution has become so complex up in the atmosphere that we don't even have things on the periodic table that can define or describe what is already in the atmosphere. And when you see that in the atmosphere alone, that there's been so many different things that have basically morphed or changed as a result of the complexity of mixtures of chemicals that have gone up into the atmosphere. And when you're reading that bacteria that are normally land-based, have now jumped into the air because of the high density of material that it has to be able to access the atmosphere, we are no longer living in that world that we thought we were once in. The 1950s have come and gone. The 1960s have come and gone. The 1970s have come and gone. 1980s, 1990, 2000 have all come and gone. But in each decade, there's been more and more accumulation of this type of poisoning that has been going on. The diseases that people are coming down with, the afflictions that they're having, the body becoming so disruptive with so many different factors going on, is all a result of genetics and their genetic code being damaged through various means from the food, the air, and now frequencies. Back in 1960, 1970, people were having problems having ringing of the ears. The medical field called this tinnitus. Tinnitus doesn't exist. Tinnitus was a BS terminology used to deceive the naive public about what was really going on. The towers were being put up at that time with AM and later on with FM frequencies. People were picking up the frequencies and able to hear that ringing of the ears or the high-pitched sounds or the frequencies because their bodies had become saturated with silica, and which made them a resounding antenna through just the grains that they were eating. And nobody was aware of this at the time. Today, with these towers that we got up today at 3G and 4G and then soon to come 5G if it's not already in your area, you are going to hear more than the ringing of the ears. Your body is going to feel like hell. Those very frequencies are going to affect the very code itself of your system. You're going to feel pain and you're going to feel disorientation like you've never felt before, because these frequencies now have ways and means of attaching themselves to you. i.e. the nanoparticles inside your cells have made you the transceiver that you were always all were born and meant to be. based on the global agenda. You are now a transceiver. You can now be picked up on with a frequency. And your frequency, the frequency that they're using, is your very DNA, because your DNA now has the capacity to transmit and receive information via through the nanoparticles. So those who, we started the show with targeted individuals, and targeted individuals have this capacity more so than others. They have such a high saturation point, and they have been selected as a target group to be experimented and exploited on, that these frequencies now have means and ways to attach themselves to them. Anything you do that attacks this nanotechnology will activate a defense mechanism in this program. This program, and I'm talking a direct, because I get all these emails all the time of what people have, this, what they think they're going to do, and what they think they know about this technology. There's only one other person besides myself that is as advanced in this field right now in study and experience, and he's out in the West Coast, and he was my colleague, and we collaborated with our research. When we're talking this technology today, this is not a simple pathology. This is not a simple biology. Anybody who still thinks that we're dealing with some sort of spearhead, fungal overload, mold overload, whatever, really doesn't have a clue. When we're talking, I'll give you an example. When we're talking cancer and having cancer issues, and then we're talking there's a fungus involved, or there's a parasite involved, or there's this or that involved, what we're actually saying is the cancer is a direct result of something causing the system to become unbalanced. The other things that are going on, the fungi, the viruses, the parasites, the bacteria, these are all other implications of a body that has become imbalanced. In other words, the cancer is the final problem, but as a result of that cancer, because the body's become so compromised, other things can now take place. And what winds up happening is doctors are starting to treat, they'll treat the parasites, they'll treat the fungus, they'll treat the viruses, they'll treat whatever. And they're seeing some results with whatever. But what winds up happening is the cancer keeps coming back because they never dealt with what caused the cancer. Cancer is not a fungus, cancer is not a bacteria, cancer is not a virus, cancer is none of these things. These things can cause cancers, this is true. But in the simplest terminology for the common man, cancer is simply an overloading imbalance of the body. That's simply what it is. If I expose you to high levels of pesticides and overload your body with these, what they call xenoestrogens, you will have endocrine cancers, whether they be testicle, penile, vaginal, cervical, ovarian, uterine, breast cancers as a result of an overload of these xenoestrogens. If I overload your body with parasites, again, you will have cancers throughout your body in regard to the cancers as a means of being overloaded with a parasitical infection, which can cause the cancer. So sometimes you can deal with the disruptors of the chemistry that's causing the endocrine disrupting effect, which can then reverse the cancers, and then taking things again to stop the mutation of the cells to get the cancers to go back to normal or to back to normal cells. Or you can eliminate the causes by either through chelation, through antibacterials, antifungals, whatever. But in the case of nanotechnology or nanobiology, you are dealing with something that is a program paradigm. It has a program algorithm that runs it. Any direct attack on this technology will create a morphology within this technology, and it will change what it is. It will then assemble a means to counter whatever you're doing. A lot of people think, well, it's just a simple metal. Nanobiology has a combination of a graphene-like material, carbon nanotubes and silica nanotubes, which are probably the hardest materials known that we know. Carbon nanotubes are 3 times harder than diamond. 100 times stronger than steel, are literally non-resistant, superconductive in transferring sound, light, electricity, solar energy, magnetic energy, in any form you can, scalar energy, it is 100% conductive. I hear the music. All right, come on back, and we're going to get further into the science of science today in regard to sickness. All right, see you in a bit. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the second half of The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pentel-Rusco. Somebody told me on the in the chat room, I bodybuild and would like to keep estrogen at bay. I told him, drop his girlfriend. That would do it. No more estrogen. Anyway, we're talking about nano cancer and what nanotechnology is and how nano cannot be assaulted directly because of the nature of what it is and the construct. I will tell you this about nanotechnology, nanobiology. If you are going to be dealing with it, you're going to have to first be able to shut off its access to its program. And that is going to be pretty difficult considering that we have so many frequencies coming in at us on at every direction, from electromagnetic frequencies to EMF frequencies, electro low frequencies, RF radio frequencies, towers. We got all kinds of things coming at us from so many different directions that it can be activating this. When we're dealing with the actual activation and its paradigm that it's running on, you have to be able to shut it off, shut off its access. You have to be able to turn it off. When we're looking at some of the things that are going on today and some of the things that you're hearing and some of the pictures that you're seeing on the internet with the nano, everybody thinks they're looking at some simple little metallic wire-like material. Nothing could be further from the truth. That material is of highest carbon concentration. It uses the very sugar in your body to, again, build itself. It uses the proteins in your body to convert the material it needs to create what they call a ligand for the particulate matter for it to access. When we're looking at some of the things that we are dealing with today in regard to nanotechnology, nanobiology, nanoparticulate infections that are coming from the sky. How many of you are having all kinds of skin infections throughout? You're having blisters. You're having what looks like scratches and cuts. You're having what looks like pustules on your skin, on your face, on your neck. You're having, again, different hair falling out. You know, eye issues, you're having a hard time seeing. So when we're looking at these things and we're looking at some of the stuff today, we are not dealing with, like I said, what we used to. We're not dealing with whatever. So in regard to what we have to do today, some of the things that we need to do, again, is heavy detoxification. You're going to need things that are going to be pushing aluminum out of the body. Number one, women, I've said this before, are very susceptible to aluminum. It can bind to the receptors in your endocrine system. It can bind the receptors to the male physiology as well. It can affect estrogen overload in the body, which can then lead to a cancer. But see, when we're looking at estrogen overload and we're looking at cancer, the first thing that the medical field would do would be to treat the estrogen. In other words, give you tamoxifen in order to block estrogen production instead of detoxifying your body from the aluminum that would be causing the xenoestrogenic effect that's causing the cancers in the first place. So you have to look at this thing according to what we need to look at. Instead of looking at things from this perspective of dealing with the symptom, which we are looking at estrogen as the culprit of the cancer overload, or the receptor overload causing the cancer, we should be looking at the aluminum that's overloading the body, which is triggering that estrogen overload, which is then causing the cancer. And again, nobody's dealing with that because nobody's thinking in terms of the environment in the atmosphere causing these issues. Everyone's thinking it's something they're eating. Everyone's looking at some food they're consuming. Well, any foods that you consume that can cause a high level of imbalance on your endocrine system is going to cause a cancer. Soy is a food that was found in the poison plant database under the FDA, which was put there way back since 1950 before they were even bought out. They knew back in 1950 that soy was a poison plant. Even the Chinese, who came up with a way to consume soy, they were the ones that came up with it, not the Japanese like everybody thinks. It took them years to figure out how to do this, and they would ferment the soy in a lime, which is calcium, for 2 years before they would even consider consuming it. Today, the manufactured soy you're eating today is only fermented at most 2 months and fermented in aluminum, which causes a xenoestrogen overload. Combine that with soy, which also causes a phytoestrogen overload. When you got two materials that can amplify the effect of estrogen, you are going to get cancer. You are going to have some kind of genetic imbalance in the body as a result of this overabundance of this hormone floating through the body. And then they're running around telling you to take high doses of vitamin D, which is another hormone vitamin. When you combine these hormones or hormone mimickers that you're giving today, it is bound to cause an imbalance. It's bound to cause problems. It's bound to cause a corruption in your system. That's how you have to look at it. When you're looking at nanotechnology, nanobiology, and you're looking at people and you're looking at all these skin lesions and these scars and everything else, you're looking at something that has assembled inside the cells, has altered the genetic code of the skin, and has caused severe damage. As a result of it, then there's another factor that we have to look at as well. How do I disarm the body? How do I make the body in such a way that it is now disarmed? In other words, I have taken your body's ability to fight and defend itself. How would this be done? How could I do this to you? You know, what would be the easiest way to do this to you? Well, there's the two easiest ways to do this to you is by A, giving you a vaccine, which can shut down a DNA mechanism that can trigger your immune system to be able to fight off and defend itself. Or B, I can give you a glyphosate in your food supply, which when added to your food supply, will further cause a compromise in the colon. How many of you got all these itises, diverticulitis and enteritis and leaky gut and, you know, the whole nine yards? You know, the 25 or 30 different itises that are out there. This is all done through glyphosates. And what do glyphosates do? They also strip the body of 8 to 9 key minerals. Iodine, boron, selenium, manganese, zinc, you know, calcium, magnesium, potassium. These are all stripped out of the body with glyphosates. The iodine, the boron, the magnesium, manganese, the selenium, the zinc alone are main key minerals that trigger high-profile antioxidants and also regulate the hormones. So your body stays in complete balance. Take these out of the equation or reduce the intake of these nutrients properly, and you wind up with a dysfunction. This is the problem. So when we're looking at the things that we're dealing with today, if I've disarmed your body so it cannot send, say, superoxide dismutase or some form of iodide or selenium material required to protect your reproductive system, the zinc to produce and the manganese to regulate the mitochondria, I start to break down the mitochondria, you start to die. You know, when we're looking at some of the things that we're dealing with today in regard to the nano, you know, and what it's attacking and how it's attacking and how it's working and how it's doing what it's doing, this is where we start to have to evaluate why you're sick. We're talking silica and how they're promoting that today as some sort of, you know, it's going to be good for your hair, it's going to be good for your nails, it's going to be good for your skin, it's going to take out aluminum, it's going to do all these things. Nobody reads. That's the problem. Nobody actually studies or investigates. That's the problem. Too busy hearing these gurus propagate something that's toxic and lethal. And that's what's going on in the health food industry today. When you're talking about silica, you're talking about silicosis, it causes skeletal damage. It causes DNA damage. It causes genetic damage. And again, it doesn't take much. It also causes cellular malfunction, cellular disassociation. And then you wind up with a growth, because silica will construct and build itself. It doesn't even need a frequency. It's what it does in nature anyway. So when we're looking at some of the things that's been consuming for a period of time, and then you wonder why you're sick, And then you wonder why your kids are sick. How many of you who are parents have got kids with some kind of health issue? Whether it's asthma, whether it's bronchitis, whether it's some sort of digestive disorder, diabetes, some kind of liver disorder, some kind of immune dysfunction, some kind of mental disassociation going on, uncoordination, weakness. How many of you are having kids like this? Now, did it ever dawn on you that this is not normal? Did it ever dawn on you that something is going on with your children's ability to develop and mature correctly to have what their bodies require in order to sustain a normal biological balance? Does it ever occur that something is wrong here? So again, you know, where, and think about this. Those of you who were born in the 50s, how many of you went to school and only saw maybe the odd person sick? 30 or 40 people in the classroom, maybe you've seen one or two people that were sick all the time. And it was usually because they were malnourished. Today, you go to school, and how many people are you seeing sick daily? And think about this. When we were growing up, we only had 5 vaccines by the time we reached kindergarten. 1 a year. They would give you a year to recover before they injected you with another pile of crap to further cause genetic breakdown or your DNA to be non-responsive. So when we're looking at these things today and we're seeing all that we're seeing and all that's going on, okay, you got to start looking at the big picture here. Everything has been accumulative. For the last 5.5 decades, we have been accumulating a high level of toxicity. We have chemtrails that are further exacerbating that toxicity. We have those chemtrails that are furthering the penetration into our cellular matrix, causing DNA disruption. On top of the genetically engineered transgenics and epigenetic foods that we're consuming. So when we're looking at this picture, this is where you have to start to understand. If you are going to try to find healing, you're going to try to find a restitution to your health, you got to start looking at the actual cause. What is causing the genetic disruption? What is causing the DNA to stop functioning or to alter its sequence of commands to the body? What is causing the mitochondria to become unglued? What is causing the ATP in your body to quit producing? What is causing the cells in the body not to communicate? What is causing the problems in the colon, the inability to digest properly? What is causing the problems in the pancreas that you are now having a problem with insulin? What is the cause of the problems with the liver? Why is the liver malfunctioning? Why are the kidneys giving up on you? Why is the lungs having so much weakness? Why is the heart always straining? Why is the brain not functioning the way it should? How come you can't remember who you are, where you are, what you've been doing? Can't remember a conversation, in the middle of a conversation, completely lost of what you were saying? All of a sudden you're watching something and you drift into space and not realize that you're no longer there, that you're in some sort of woo-woo land. Okay, why is that happening? That's where we start to deal with health issues. If you just treat the topical or the surface problems, you never fix it. Unfortunately, the health food industry today has done what the medical industry has been doing. They have been misleading people in thinking in their thoughts about what they need to be dealing with in regard to treating the condition. Not healing the problem or fixing the problem, treating the condition. So you buy a lot of supplements, a lot of things, and you read how they can help treat or help deal with whatever you're dealing with. But you got nowhere you're going to read where you're going to find a cure. And the reason why is because the moment you put that down on paper, the FDA will be up your backside so far, so deep, they'll know what you've had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the last week. So nobody will put it out there saying, well, this will actually cure a condition. this will actually fix this condition. The guys that used to talk about vitamin C back in the 1950s, Cathcart, Kettering, I can't think of the guy's name right off the bat, but these guys that were talking about vitamin C and how it was curing health issues. It was dealing with the telomeres. It was dealing with the DNA. It was dealing with the resetting or rebooting the body's biological functions that were supposed to be there. It was dealing with the adrenal fatigue. It was dealing with the cellular breakdown. Okay, so as a result, it was curing people, healing people, fixing people, restoring people. And as a result, they couldn't make it a drug, because if they would have made it a drug, they would have banned it. But because it's a natural substance and it's found in nature, you can use it. Just about everything that you can consume at a health food store that they've made illegal can be found in nature. Or you can find what they call the precursor building block in it. So this is something that the FDA has interfered with on everybody's health, not just in the United States, but the world over. In the world, the FDA has gone to different countries and have literally absconded people who were treating and curing people of diseases, because they knew how to do this. They understood the biology that God created. So as a result, you know, they had to put a stop to this, because the agenda has always been to subvert your genetic code, to subvert your DNA, to keep you in a state of submission, in a state of despondency, where you have very little hope other than the medical field, which will keep you barely alive. They have cures, and they've had cures for over centuries on just about any of these issues that we're dealing with today, including the nano. They've got the remedies and the treatments to treat themselves. But those remedies and the real remedies that are out there are required, you're going to have to do your research, and you're going to have to go back into time and into history in order to find them. Because in the current state today, and what's being propagated today in this industry, in health, in the medical people who have gotten involved in the health food industry, have further corrupted it, have further diluted it, and have further convoluted it. So you're not going to get any real answers from some of these yahoos that have come in here with a white coat and a red stethoscope. These guys have created more problem than you can shake a stick at. So when we're looking at some of the issues that are going on today and what we need to do, you know, let's start looking at the problem. What is infecting you? What is causing the affliction to occur? What is the real cause of the effect that you're dealing with? The other symptoms that may come along, whether they be parasitical, viral, fungal, mold, algae, whatever, are usually a direct result of something else missing in the body, or as a result of a more compromised immune system that is now unable to defend against further decaying of the body. When you're having so many issues going on at one time, that's an indicator that you are dying. Parasites infect the body because you are dying. Because if you have a healthy immune system, parasites don't thrive in a healthy immune system unless the parasites have been genetically altered through some form of genetics or transgenics with, or epigenetics with some other component. They do not survive in the system normally with a normal healthy immune system unless they have been manipulated, or unless you have been manipulated. In other words, I have turned down your immune system to allow that infection to take over your system. And once that starts to happen, it's an indicator that you are dying. Worms feed on the body when the body is dead, not normally when it's alive. So when you're having a parasite attacking your system, that's an indicator that you are dying. And you have to start rethinking, not just getting rid of the parasites, but how you're going to bring yourself back to life. Because, in essence, you're dying. All right, before I go on, I'm always suggesting that we support the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network, to give them your support. In any way, shape, you can, give them a call. Say, hey, I'd like to help you out. Give them what you can. I'm always referring to people that are also like-minded and who are active, buybluesky.com. Always telling people to go there, check out the site. And if you want to see some information about Nano. She's got it all over the place, but if you want to see something in regard to health, check out the health link. Click on it. Look at the Nano More Gallons link. Click on it, and now you will be able to see what you're eating and what you're drinking that is causing probably about 99% of the health issues you are dealing with today. Add the air and the frequencies and the glyphosates with it, and you've got a combination for a complete meltdown of the human genome. But anyway, take a look at that site. Give it a check. Then you've got me down here at 509-977-5351. I have a website called augmentinforce.com. On that site, you will see all kinds of information, which is all free. You'll also see a catalog link. Feel free to access that catalog link, which will give you some idea what I'm doing, what we're giving. We've got the bucket. We've got the anti-nano triangle. We've got T-shirts. We've got a flash drive, a 32-gig flash drive. It's basically a library database all in one. We have all that there. We have the old-time remedies. We even got books on DVD. We've got all kinds of things there for you to examine. And I also do consultations as well. So if you're in need of a consultation, feel free to give me a shout. You can either Skype me or email me at independz@yahoo.com. independz@yahoo.com. Or, like I said, you can contact me here at 519-977-5351. All right. Listen, I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in. I know this is a start. We're going to be doing our shows every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 o'clock. So feel free to come on by. Tell your friends about the show. Check us out. All right. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you Thursday. All right. Take care.